Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. P-A-I-R.com.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness, and we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're listening to the sounds of the Mike O'Mara Show Christmas Party. Now, we are recording this show on December 20th. You are going to be listening to it after Christmas. But today, we will take you back to that marvelous holiday as we play the Yankee Swap. Now, Oscar and Rob, you can hear my voice.
Yes.
And the revelers cannot.
No.
No.
They are out there. You can hear the sounds of, let's listen for a second, a wonderful party.
Please.
And Rob, could you embellish the sounds of the party with the women talking?
Beats me.
I will now do the men talking.
Okay.
Penis.
And now, men and women talking together.
Divorce is settlement, prenuptial. I hate him. Losing his hair. CPAP machine.
So as you can see,
Google Glass.
A delightful party is going on.
Oh, you know what? But we need to do something first.
What?
We need to do this.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It is the highlight of any celebratory party. We refer to this as the Yankee Swap.
Huzzah!
And it is necessary to get everyone's attention by hitting the ceremonial gong, which will follow post-haste.
Good.
Everybody jumped. That was the best. Ladies and gentlemen, let the games begin with the Yankee Swap.
Huzzah! Huzzah!
Huzzah!
Huzzah! Give me a huzzah!
Huzzah!
Huzzah! I hope it's going to be entertaining, Mike.
I certainly do, too. Fun. Isn't fun. 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 Isn't fun the best?
Don't let him get to you.
Isn't fun the best thing to have?
Truly it is.
Now, Rob Spiewak, the Yankee Swap has been around for decades.
It has.
Many Yankee families and also some Red Sox families have enjoyed the Yankee Swap for years. But I still, even though I have purchased my own gift, I do not know how the Yankee Swap game works.
Rules of engagement,
The thing is that Christmas is built on tradition. The tradition of the tree.
Hey, hey, hey.
Wrong! I just felt like hitting the gong and saying wrong.
Christmas is built on tradition, like the tree, the presents, and the tradition of every year. Mike says, how does it work? And then I explain, he says, tell me on the show!
I think it's, let me just tell you my feeling, because it's called the Yankee Swap.
I thought it was called the White Elephant Party.
It's not a party.
I thought it was a key party.
No, that's the fishbowl.
That was during the 80s, right?
Third episode.
Or the late 70s.
Third episode. Also, we're going to have everyone put cash in a bowl.
Right, and only men.
Only men.
Okay, here's the thing. The Yankee Swap, I have always felt, is some sort of waspy thing.
Like,
well, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant thing.
It's not good for someone like you.
Why?
From the Mississippi Delta. You're as waspy as anybody.
I am not. I'm an Irish Catholic. Son of a bitch.
Easy.
But isn't that white Anglo-Saxon?
Yeah.
Wasp.
Yeah.
Well, he's
white
Catholic.
Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
You know what he is?
He's not that there's anything wrong with them.
I thought it was person.
No.
I just don't I don't like to have a lot of them in my house. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You see, because they're the majority. See, that's the whole reverse thing. Anyway.
Truly the most delightful time of year.
Anyway.
Well, so you just gonged your microphone with your face.
No, I'm fine.
Are you okay?
No. I brushed it with my cheek.
Oh,
you
that
didn't
looks
see
painful.
It because you're hammered.
No, you're hammered.
I'm sober.
I didn't hit the microphone with my face.
I'm fine.
I don't drink.
So, Rob, please, in a loud voice, because we have many people out in the hallway, how does the game work?
Hello, friends!
And gather in closer, will you please? Some of you just move around.
Women to the front.
Yeah. But you can come into the studio.
Take a seat if you'd like, if you're a chatty Cathy.
Make some room. Make some room. Very good.
Women to the front, men on the sun porch.
Lovely. We have so many wonderful people that have been so instrumental in our year.
What's great is today so much faith is put in Eric Zoolander.
Okay, very good.
Let's
bring him in. One of the original interns of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello.
Hello, Zoo.
Hello.
I call you Zoo now. That is my nickname for you. Zoolander.
Thank you. I earned it.
How is your holiday? How was your holiday?
It's great. I just graduated my master's in accounting.
Hey!
Numbers, man. Numbers.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
was it difficult?
No.
Do you want a lozenge or something?
Yes, please.
Do you have are you losing your voice a little bit?
No.
Okay.
No. It's getting deeper, Mike.
No, that's
it's changing. His voice is changing.
My testicles are dropping.
Pretty soon he'll get hair.
Pretty soon. That's very exciting.
Here's what happens. Everyone who has brought a gift and has put it in the
hotel. We're 5 minutes into this program already.
Thank you. What are you, John Canoza with the statistics?
Thank you.
What happens is everyone has put the gifts in the grand lobby of Hotel O'Mara.
I didn't.
Oh, then you have to.
My gift is right here.
Why? Well, why are you hiding it?
Hold on. Intern!
Oh, he'll be wrong in a second.
Mac,
take your time.
Hey,
get over here.
Everybody, this is Mac.
Yes.
Boo.
Hey, Mac.
Boo.
I have a wonderful gift that has to go out into the main area.
Is it an iron?
No, it's an iron. Yes. An iron. You said that like for real, an iron.
Yeah.
Say pizza three times.
Pizza.
Wow.
Pizza.
All of the gifts for the Yankee Swap are in the hotel lobby of Hotel O'Mara,
yes.
The grand lobby.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is
the lobby that, thanks to Mr. Ponyboy, everybody knows where that lobby is.
That's right.
Yeah, send out a mass emailing to promote your show with your home address on it. Thank you.
He's America's favorite lobbyist. So what will happen is we will draw numbers from the world's largest Santa hat.
Oh, that's exciting.
So how
does it work after you draw the number? You just pick a gift at random?
Oh, you want more? I thought I was going to just end there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're going to pick a number out.
All right.
And then the person who has the first number, which is number...
One.
Exactly.
Uno.
Well, if you're Oscar, number one.
One.
Uno.
And then you get a chance to select any gift from the pile of gifts. We're, if you touch it, you've selected it.
Okay.
And then you have to open it and announce to everyone what you got.
Who's going
to
police this?
Zoolander is going to be our eye in the sky.
You're
going to
make sure, and the mic cord is going to go far enough where... All right,
there's more.
What?
The rules are in place to make the game more fun.
You asked for the rules.
Yeah, but I mean, I was really great with, hey, here's the hat, take the number out, pick a gift, open it up. Blah, blah. Okay, go ahead.
We have many more to discuss these rules.
For the love of
then
God.
You go to number... Two. Number two, Mike, right. Like poop.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, because I'm an idiot.
No, you're not.
I have to say the number two and poop, because otherwise I won't be able to respond to it.
It's a mnemonic.
What
to help
follows
me remember.
Two?
Three.
Thank you.
Or,
then?
Or wiping.
Hey, way to go. I like you trying to make me out to be drunker than you.
Yeah. I'm not hammered.
All right,
we can light you like a kerosene lamp.
Hey. I didn't have lunch.
So what happens after you pick your gift?
Well, you open it and you announce it to the people. Then number two the has people. A choice.
Hello, my people.
Yes, the good citizens.
All right, very good.
This is where it gets fun. All right. Because if you have number two.
Yeah.
If you have number two, you have a choice. You can either select a gift or steal the gift from number one.
There's the rub.
I get it, and then it goes on and on.
But here's a rule, and I don't know if we had it last year. A gift can only be stolen three times before it's retired.
Yes.
So if you're the third person that get,
you
how
got
the
it.
Hell with 45 people, how are we going to keep
track of
that?
That might be hard.
It's going to require honesty.
Honesty.
That's all.
And Shannon's sober, so she may be able to help as well.
So Shannon will be able to do this?
And Carrie is sober and opinionated, so maybe she'll help
I haven't
too.
Even seen
she
Carrie
said,
at this
police.
Party.
Carrie, come show Mike your scarf. It's gorgeous.
All right, let me see.
Come on over,
where's my
Carrie.
Number one dizzy broad?
Carrie.
Where is she?
Come on over, Carrie.
Where is
come
she?
Come on over.
Oh, Christmassy.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
That's wonderful. Okay.
But wait. Well. The last thing to remember is that at the end of the Yankee swap, person with ticket number one can steal any gift.
At the very end.
Regardless of retirement. Whoa. They can take any gift. So ticket number one has a tremendous value.
The number one that,
yes.
that you take
exactly.
out of the hat.
Exactly. Because the person that chose the first gift didn't have
what
a chance to
that
steal.
Part? What was that part?
Gift. A gift.
How do we determine out of this? How many people are participating?
How many are we at? There's a microphone.
Talking to the microphone.
Roughly 40.
40 people. 40,
yes.
So we
got to
get cracking.
Let's go.
This will probably be a two-episode special.
Okay. You hope.
Pick. No,
you hope.
Okay. Yeah,
you're
goddamn right I do. All right.
Who do you want? Mike, it's your home and your wife's home.
Oh,
who do you want to
put
pick
the pressure
first?
On me?
Where can
me?
We start?
Is your wife here?
Yeah, let's start with Carla.
Okay. Carla.
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 Carla. Carla. Carla.
Carla's probably. Wait a minute. I think we've got a microphone out there. Rob, I believe we've got a microphone. Carla's talking out in the kitchen.
Oh,
how
listen,
does that hey. Sound?
Never feeds the baby.
Carla.
I pump and pump and pump and pump. And what does he do? Drink with Cerrito.
Oh, wow.
Here she comes. Oh, hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla. How you doing? All right. Guess what?
What?
I picked you. You get to be the first person in the Yankee swap to pick out a gift.
Please put the mic to her.
No, she gets to pick the number first.
What?
That's
she
right.
She gets to pick the number
yes.
first.
We have to pick the numbers first.
Doesn't she pick a number and then go pick out a
all
gift?
All the numbers are distributed
no.
before.
Oh, all the numbers. Well, then let's get cracking.
Yeah.
Then just pass it around.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
take
you.
One down.
Then get right to it. Then it made no sense for me
hey,
to
Hey, Mac,
make
you hold the Santa hat.
And he will do the mic.
Zoolander do the mic.
Make sure everybody get a number. Yes. If you brought a gift, you get a number.
Make sure you get a number.
What is your number, Carla?
Carla, what's your number?
23.
Oh, that's a great number.
That's
a
right
great
middle number. Of the pack.
Michael Jordan.
Mac.
All right.
Everybody.
Hold on, I'm reaching. Everybody.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm
tell
reaching.
Tell me about it.
If
I'm
Mike
listening to the show.
One.
I know.
Hold on, I'm reaching.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, I hope he gets number two.
Your intern. Oh, I almost said the word. 39.
Do you want me to pull one for you, Oscar?
Not bad, Mike. Not bad.
39. I'm going to get the crap.
Man.
Not bad.
And you have one to pony as well.
That means I'm going to get crap, right?
No, you're going to. No, it's good.
Not
it's
necessarily.
Because you can steal
I got
1 through 38.
Did you hear what he said, Rob?
What? No. Hey, you know what? You'll love this. 40.
Oh, you're going to love this.
You and I are 39 and 40.
You know what we
Mac,
got?
You
tremendously
go.
Boned.
Get everybody a number.
And
everybody
the first
pick a number.
Person, the first person that pulls the number one can
pull
select,
one
okay?
I got number one.
No!
No, you did not.
No, I didn't.
What a jerk.
All right, make sure everybody gets a number.
You
because
jerks.
Then, and then everybody that gets a number, hey, Zoo, you're going to have to watch out for that drink because that's going to go tumbling.
Yeah.
All right, very, very good.
Well, we shouldn't have served it in a
again,
tumbler.
If you brought a gift, if you're a couple, just get one number.
Let's yeah, if you're a couple, just get one number.
No, if you brought two gifts, you get two numbers.
Oh, if you brought two gifts as a couple.
Yeah.
Well, no, you brought a gift, right? Oh, then I get to put, what number are you?
No,
we're not doing the shady O'Mara math.
Well, Carl and I only have one gift.
Okay, well, how about how you put it right back?
That's
put
right.
it right back in there.
That's right. Now, we're still waiting to find out who has number one. Do you remember last year that we actually put a price cap on the gifts, and I believe it was you who spent $6,000 on your present?
What was my gift?
Wasn't it? Like,
hi, Mo.
A Blu-ray player?
It's a very, very exciting Yankee swap. Josh Murphy, you are number seven?
I'm number seven.
That's has great. Anybody gotten number one yet?
I'm number eight, so.
You're on.
I really
well,
thought.
No, I was teasing.
I thought a Zoolander
we
would get
got number
seven.
24.
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. This is the post-Christmas Yankee swap.
Mike.
Don't say it.
Mike, Shannon really wants to sit next to me. Is that okay?
Yes, that's quite okay. All right. Yeah, absolutely.
Wouldn't you rather sit next to me?
Mac has the numbers.
All right. Okay. All right, all right,
all right.
Okay,
does anyone
okay.
have number one yet?
Rob, if you're going to have to take the microphone away and use your outdoor voice.
If you brought a number, make sure you pick.
If you brought a gift.
Make sure you get a flipping number. And does anyone have number one?
Not yet.
And if you're a
reach
couple,
all the way to the bottom.
Can you remind him about the couple, please?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell in the microphone.
Here is something, an addendum that's a key to the success of the Yankee Swap, which I will explain at this time to silence. Thank you. If you brought two gifts as a couple, you get two numbers. But if you only brought one gift, you only get one number.
I do. Thank you very much.
And now well here's done. The good sounds of Gene Autry. Does anybody have number one?
Number one.
Because that's how we have
nobody
to start.
Nobody has number one.
Please tell me why we have no one. Does anyone have all the tickets been given away?
Okay, make sure. Raise your hand if you haven't gotten a ticket.
Who needs a ticket? Who needs a number?
Number.
Number.
Does
maybe
anybody
I didn't put a number one.
Does anybody have number two?
have number two?
Does anybody have number two?
Is it possible?
There is no number one in the hats.
Yes, there is.
Is it possible?
I have all the numbers from the hats.
Is it possible that this was executed?
All right. Well? Did anyone, instead of pulling a number one, did anyone pull out a minus sign? Who's got that, Mac?
Anybody got number one?
Get the microphone over to
please.
Him. What's that, Mac? Anybody. What's going on here?
There's about 10 numbers still in here. In
okay, so there's 10 more
we
people.
We have extra
okay.
numbers.
Does anybody not have a number?
That brought a gift.
Okay, number one. No.
No, no.
Number
no.
two.
No.
Number three.
No.
No. All
Jesus
right.
Christ.
Number four.
No. Oh, Carrie's number four.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Shocker.
She gets to go first.
Carrie, you go first.
This is so great.
And do you get the microphone
babe,
to
you got
her.
A police. So, you got a police.
Well, why don't you come though? The person that picks the
Carrie.
Gift ought to...
Come on over here.
All right, sit down in the gift opening chair.
Yeah, talk right into the microphone, please.
It's the gift opening chair. Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
This is Rob's wife,
hello.
Carrie, everybody.
Oh, look, and she's drinking a beer.
People we don't get to meet on the show very
hi,
often.
Hi, Carrie, we're going to put a headphones on you, and you can talk right into that microphone like you're right next to
Carrie,
lips,
congratulations, because nobody picked number one. You actually get to open the very first gift.
And I that guarantee means... I'm going to steal something later, though.
That's I think true. Everybody, the nature of the number of people involved
so we'll
in this
need to
will
remember.
Steal.
But
she's
I
number
get to
one.
Steal.
She's the first one, yeah.
I
she's
get
the
to
first
steal
one.
From the entire
the
group.
Yeah,
oh,
and
right.
also,
ooh,
even retired
maybe
gifts.
I won't steal.
Carrie can steal.
What do you have there?
Oh, a bottle
oh,
of Patron.
Oh. Patron is strong.
Oh, I'm looking for a camera.
Patron. A bottle of Patron
it's
is Padron nice.
It's Padron tequila.
Oh, that's very nice.
Nice.
Mrs. Spiewak, there's a hangover in your future.
There you go.
That's right.
Mrs. Spiewak,
great present.
How has the year been with Rob? Thank you. Thank
does
you very
Rob
much.
Really
2010 was better.
Does aw, does Rob really love as hard as we think he does?
No.
All right, moving on. Who's got the next number?
You know,
number,
I can love hard for 4 hours before
number
calling
five?
A doctor.
Number five.
Yeah. Michael Holstein.
Number right. five.
Oh, here we go. You
Michael
don't even
Holstein.
Celebrate Christmas.
That's
Michael,
right.
Michael Holstein.
Look, Michael Holstein.
Oscar pointed out that he doesn't celebrate Christmas.
Michael Holstein's
well, I'm just
gift.
Saying.
That is so cruel.
No, it's not cruel.
Michael Holstein has won a candelabra that holds 8 candles.
I love Holstein. A Holstein picked up a big box. I like the way he. I like the way you roll, Holstein.
Oh,
I like the way you roll.
I know what that is.
You know how to work a mic. Get right on there.
I know what
sit
that
sit down,
is.
My friend.
Got it.
Michael Holstein, you are number five.
I'm number five.
Number five. Let's open it up and see what it is.
Token Jew is going to open a gift.
Hey, gentlemen, real quick, get
open
the mic.
Come on, menorah.
Pull it
menorah.
Up towards their mouths.
Remember,
please.
That's a front fire. There
menorah,
you go.
Menorah.
All right. Here you go. What is
oh,
it?
Oh my God!
A high-end Soda Stream.
Wow! Oh, a Soda Stream. That's a fine advertiser on the Mike O'Mara show.
Imagine how they got that.
That can be purchased at Walmart, Costco, Target if you don't want to get your credit card stolen. You
know, I'll probably fight. Not own this for long, but I love it for now.
All right, very
wow.
good.
You know what's really
gee,
great?
I bet a real generous guy bought that for the Yankee Swap.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder who it was.
Yeah,
I really
you.
Do wonder.
I wonder if they got it for free.
That's
no,
true.
I wonder if Mike actually called me and said SodaStream won't trade it out.
Number six.
Who has number six?
Number six.
Joe,
you can either steal or
take
select from
gift.
The pile.
Oh, he's selecting. He's selecting.
He is selecting. Joe from the Rob and Joe Show. Premiering on the More Radio Network.
The RobinJoeShow.com.
The RobinJoeShow.com.
Oh, RobinJoeShow.
RobinJoeShow.com.
Stealing the Soda Stream, but I don't need another appliance I'll use once.
Okay.
Okay, very good.
It's a great
here.
Gift. Everyone loves it.
Look at...
And Joe, on behalf
yes,
of a fine
I
advertiser...
Hey, Joe, enough about you. You listen to us. Go ahead.
On behalf of the Mike O'Mara Show, Soda Stream is an appliance you can use many more times than once.
I got a tuna squeezer.
What is that? Can I see that? What
a tuna
is
squeezer.
Wow. You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a squeeze.
Is that to squeeze the juice out of the can?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll be stuck with this.
Is there anything else in the bag?
Is there anything else in the bag?
No, nothing else in there.
Okay, okay.
Wow.
A tuna squeezer.
I smell regift, but you know what? If you're into tuna, it's perfect for you.
Yeah, waddle doodle.
Do you eat a Joe? Joe, do you eat a lot of tuna fish?
I eat a lot more tuna than I make my own soft drinks, so I guess.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of the chair. Radio guy.
What a jerk.
Radio guy stepping on my sponsor.
Tony, don't send this air check out.
Number seven.
Josh Murphy.
Boo. Why are we booing him?
I don't know.
Oh.
Number seven. Everybody's beginning to... The three principals
yes.
are beginning to talk at the same time.
Oh, sorry.
It's becoming very annoying, and I've had drinks.
Of course he picked the big one.
All right,
yeah, I picked the big one.
Yeah, right. You did. What does that even mean?
I don't know. What is it, Josh?
It's a big brown box.
Oh, that's always very frustrating.
Somebody give him a knife.
Yeah, I need. Maybe not.
Here you go. Oh no!
Strong like bull.
Yep.
I'm gonna open it.
Let's see. We're gonna see
what's inside this box.
I wonder what it is.
Let's see what it is.
Oh.
Hey, Josh knows the speed of the show. I appreciate.
Oh my god.
He's tearing it. Oh. Wait a minute. That might look good on you.
It's a big Christmas vest.
Oh, no, it's an ugly Christmas sweater.
Yeah. But wait.
What size is it?
I have no idea.
Might be perfect for me. Josh, stand up and model
large.
It because all I just saw
on.
Something.
Please.
Put it on.
I just saw something that you might not catch on the first glance.
What's that?
Is that the reindeer on the sweater.
Let's look at the reindeer closely.
Are particularly amorous.
Oh, my God, the reindeer are
They're
humping.
They're banging.
Oh, my God.
Great. That is great. That is so great.
I'm going to wear this for the rest of the night.
Oh, my God.
Someone knitted that.
Hey, you know what's really great? That reindeer in back, Mike, the reindeer in back is also doing a tuna squeeze.
You know what they're doing?
Turn around. Let me see the back of it.
They're boning.
Oh, there's no reindeer. All right, just on the side. Oh, my God.
Very
that's
cool.
Fantastic.
Never have I seen something so beautiful.
I may have to steal that.
This man is lying.
That's pretty fantastic.
So we're up to number eight, right?
Number eight.
I'm number eight.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Go select a gift.
Please,
Eric Zoolander is going to
time.
Keep. Yeah.
All right.
Boy, I hope he gets it. You know what? That sweater would look so great on
Thank
Zoolander.
You. Hey, let's clear out the boxes around
Please?
The area there.
Yes, Mac.
Thank
Please.
You very much.
Go ahead.
All right, very good.
Into the All mic.
Right. All right, Zoolander, what did you get
Hello,
there?
Number eight.
You went for
eight.
A gift bag.
Lucky number eight.
It's a bag that says joy.
Joy.
Joy. Oh!
Oh.
Crown Royal.
Crown Royal.
That's a 750 of crown.
It's very exciting.
Wow.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Oh,
number, eight.
Yeah.
Number eight. Lucky number eight.
Yeah, don't get too comfortable with that.
Number nine.
That. Any cherries in that bag?
Number nine.
Number nine?
Do we have a number nine? Pony boy.
Won't you be my pony boy? You know what would be great is if someone that actually, you know, worked for the show had the foresight to know they were next to actually perhaps, I don't know, stand.
Oscar, what are you doing with the microphone?
Oh, no, this microphone is going to sound better. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Right, even just watching you tugging at them was funny.
Thank you, Oscar.
You're welcome. Number nine.
Oh, Pony
number
is actually,
nine. Pony is,
Pony
number
is
nine.
Sitting in
oh,
his...
two more presents, Meg.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Officer Meg.
Get a number. Get a number out of the hat. Get a number out of the
all
hat.
All right.
Okay, Pony has actually gone back, Mike, to his protective nook to open his gift.
Okay, Pony.
That's right. All right, Pony, what do you have?
Let's find out.
Right, it's a long
up,
box. It's a long
Move
box.
It or lose it, buddy. Move it or lose it.
Or maybe both. Maybe move it and lose it.
What is it? It is a Tee Time Golf All the Time, a truly golf... Wow, this is a...
Oh, you're a big golfer. Not at all.
Is it like a putting thing?
On the toilet.
Oh, while you're on the great. While you're on the pooper, you can work on your putt.
Tee time, golf all the time.
Yeah, what happens is
it's a putting green to put in front of the toilet.
That's great.
That's all you had to say. It's a putting green that goes in front of the toilet.
You know what's so great about that is a Pony doesn't play a lot of golf, but he really resembles a nine iron.
You're damn right. Number 10?
Who's number 10?
Number 10, anybody?
If we don't have number 10, it's on to number 11.
Number 11.
Number 11.
Number 11.
Look at your numbers.
Was 11. Yeah,
Morty Bob's BYU.
Hey, Grandpa
HBS.
Bob.
Grandpa Bob.
HBS. HBS.
Grandpa Bob.
You have to select a gift.
Hi, everybody. I would like to steal the Crown Royale.
Oh, he's stealing the crown.
Oh. Oh. All right. Very good.
First steal.
Thank you.
Now I get to pick a gift.
You pick a gift. Yes. That's right.
Zoolander gets to pick another gift. And he's very happy about that.
He doesn't look happy about it.
Grandpa Bob is the best.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to steal the Crown Royale.
Babe, that's HBS.
That is Rob's father, everyone.
Oh, I'm just letting you know.
That is Rob Spiewak's dad.
All right, another gift.
Another gift from Zoo. Very good.
Oh,
that's
bag.
A huge
bag.
This is going very efficiently. I'm very happy
You're
with
welcome.
This.
Not particularly entertaining, but very efficient.
No, not very entertaining at all.
Oh, my God.
Big bag.
Oh,
what is it?
All right, very good. What is it?
I've got black box wine.
Oh.
And
Twinkies.
A Twinkie maker.
A fried Twinkie maker.
A Twinkie maker.
What? Is it a Twinkie maker or a fried Twinkie maker?
It's a Twinkie maker, Mike.
You can actually make your own Twinkies?
You can.
Steal!
Yeah, it's not your turn yet.
I know.
And I got some boxed wine.
Oh, yeah, that's you know, that is a goddamn great gift.
That really is.
Thank you.
That's
great
good.
For the holidays.
Thank you, Santa.
What number are we at?
Is it 11?
Number 12.
12.
Number 12.
Number 12.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, so this is Pony's neighbor that he's swapping a wife with, I think, isn't it? How's that
the
working?
Devil's threesome.
That's right.
Number 12.
Whose turn is it tonight?
Yeah. Who's working tonight?
All right, here we go.
Number right, 12.
Enter
number
and
12.
Sign in, please. This
I
is,
am Mike Hansen. I
your
am
pony's
the,
neighbor?
Yes.
Hey, more like Mike Hansen.
Wedding.
Rob, just relax.
Shecky.
This is Mike Hansen, who is
pony's
Pony
neighbor.
Boy's neighbor.
What did you get, Mike?
All right, I got a semi-automatic driver.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Hey!
A driver.
It's an electric drill. I don't know. It's the cordless. I don't know who bought it, but it's the one that you can change the bit automatically.
Yeah, that's a great product.
Actually,
right.
Awesome.
That is
I can,
awesome.
That
almost stayed at the Spiewak house.
That's terrific.
That
that's
really bit.
Nice. That is nice.
That
you
really
can change
bit.
The what?
Lucker 13.
The
Lucky
13.
13. 13. Oh, goat!
Goat, goat, goat.
Let's go, Caps. Let's go, Caps.
William Stillwell. William Stillwell.
He's about to steal.
The Washington Capitals' number one fan.
You gotta talk into the microphone.
I was going to speak into this microphone. I can speak into this one as well.
Whatever you'd like.
As exciting as stealing someone else's gift in the spirit of the holidays, I'm going to open another box.
Oh, you're a good man. You're a good man, go.
That's good.
Mike is going to open another box.
There we are. And no one, people would be very surprised that the man that says, "Let's go, Caps!" actually speaks quite like this when you see him in a regular scene.
Oh, I've selected
old English.
Two that were stacked.
No, it's one.
This is not labeled. All right, then I've touched both of them. Does that mean I get?
No,
you
no.
can choose one of
right,
one of the other.
Fine.
I'm going to have a golden polka dotted basket.
My name is
oh
Goat.
Oh my God!
I shout at the camera.
Oh no!
Well, I what may have it? Made the wrong choice. Hiro-san has chosen the box with nothing. So
what is it?
It is a.
Do you have children?
It
oh,
is
it's a Fisher Price
shape sorter.
Oh,
for the infant
wow.
that I, the shape that sorter. I don't have.
You know what?
Oh, wait. Rewind. Wait. Hold on. Babe, you got to talk to the mic. Nobody can hear you.
I think that's Michael's present from Suzanne.
This was in the hallway.
Oh, no.
I did not.
Yeah, wrong.
Violate
to baby Michael from Suzanne.
Oh, wait a second. I just got. Hold on, guys. I just got a note handed to me. Baby Michael wants to steal the Crown Royal.
All right, let him pick again. Oh, something right, that doesn't say again. Baby Michael.
I'll be right back.
Hello.
Very good.
Oh, what an embarrassing situation.
Yes, of
course. Nice job, Goat.
This is going great.
Everything was going great until William Stillwell got involved.
Let's go, Caps.
Yeah. Let's go do another show.
Yeah. Mac, would you be a deer and find me a Miller Lite somewhere? Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Ah, here we
Goat,
are.
You realize you just rolled a newborn for his gift?
I did. Well, you know... It's what I do.
Hey, Carla, can we make sure people stay away from the tree?
All right.
No, it was in
the hallway.
The tree. It was in the hallway.
I promise you, okay. I'm not here to kill Christmas.
All right,
so anyway.
Goat,
so here, I chose another complicated one, a box inside a bag.
Okay. Ah.
Because why make it simple?
Right.
Take your time, Goat.
Oh, look at him undress the box.
That's lovely.
Well, he didn't want another kid's toy.
Oh,
wow.
Well,
that is the truth.
If it is not a gift that's primed to be stolen this afternoon.
Ooh, look at that. A couple of cocktail glasses.
It is, in fact, a lovely gift box of Jack Daniels with a couple of cocktail-ready
Can't
glasses.
Go wrong.
Oh, like
perhaps
that.
Put into use this afternoon.
Nice.
Merry Christmas,
good
everyone.
Gift, good gift.
Thank
Merry
you, Goat.
From Jack.
From Jack.
Ah, lots of ice for
what
him.
What number? 14.
Answer me these questions through. Let's go, Caps.
14.
I was wondering if perhaps 14. The defenseman could hit a little harder.
Is Peter coming up here?
Here we go, number
Unfortunately,
14.
Unfortunately, there was a lot
Peter.
Of traffic
right,
on
this
Route
is
66.
Technically, this is Pete and my buddy Peter. And Peter, open away, my friend.
Here we go.
Dressed dapper man.
God, he is nice. The best, yeah, he is the best dressed man here today.
Oh, wow.
What do you get?
It's a keychain alcohol detector for the guy that doesn't drink.
Wow.
You could save someone's life.
So it's like a breathalyzer?
Huh? That's cool.
It's a breathalyzer.
Oh, cool.
Oh, my God. Well, wow. Somebody will be stealing a gift soon. That's for sure.
You know what?
Thank you, Santa.
That would be even better even if Michael Holstein got a ham.
15.
Number 15.
15.
Remember, you could steal or select a gift from the pile. Stealing is fun.
15. 16.
16.
16. 16. Anybody 16?
Is this the largest Yankee swap you've ever done?
Yes. 17. No, my family has 60 people.
Oh, 60
people?
17. Yeah.
17? 17?
Here we go. 17.
That works, yeah.
17, are you going to steal?
Rich Hostley, my biker buddy.
Into the mic.
Oh, sorry.
Please.
I am not going to steal.
Okay. All right, well, go select a gift.
Please.
All right, very good. And everybody, we'd like to remind everyone, we are recording this, so please speak into the microphone.
And drink responsibly.
That's right.
And drive responsibly.
Responsibly. Drink responsibly.
Someone had to say it.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Ooh.
Oh, Knob Creek!
Hello.
Oh, I love Knob Creek.
Oh, take off, you knob.
What else did you get, Rich?
Chilling Rocks. Oh, sweet. I can use these.
No,
ooh, yeah. Chilling Rocks. Nice.
Chilling Rocks is actually playing in games this Saturday night.
I hate it.
Chilling Rocks. I went there. I don't like the casino, but I love the food and beverage service. At Chilling Rocks.
Chilling Rocks.
Hotel and casino.
Resorts, Mike. Chilling Rock Resorts.
Chilling Rock Resorts.
Congrats.
Number 18. Nice. 18.
Number 18, please.
Number 18, please.
18.
Who has them 18?
Katie Cole, 18. Katie Girl Cole.
Katie Girl Cole.
Nobody has stolen yet.
No, my father stole.
I think it's a tribute to the crap gifts that we're getting here.
Oh, no, one steal. Right,
and you know what? The Soda Stream is stealable by everybody.
That's true.
Carrie.
That's right. Bailey's.
Girl, Bailey's intern girl, our former intern who is now working for TM Soft. Ooh, yeah. Those are two bottles.
Two bottles of
Bailey's.
Good God.
Bailey's Vanilla and Bailey's Original.
Does it come with Bailey's Excedrin?
You know what?
Wait, let me check the bottle.
When they started flavoring the Baileys, it's got a great flavor. Why do you mess with it?
Yeah,
I mean, really, give me a break.
Come on, Mike.
What number are we
19.
At?
19. Paul Hardcastle.
Hi there.
Jimmy.
Look at this guy.
How are you? Jimmy, do you want to steal or do you want to get a gift?
You know, first I want you to say hi to Mrs. Donahue.
All right, this is
morning, Donahue.
Jimmy Cerrito Donahue.
All right, here we go. Number 19.
You know that Soda
is
Stream.
Opting to steal a gift.
Will it be the Soda Stream? Because you could save a lot of money at the bar.
If you need your more weight. Soda.
You know, Rob, it's great when you're interrupting and Jimmy's on the microphone.
Oh, he did steal it.
I always wanted one. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, the Soda Stream, a fantastic product.
Yes.
Great, great thing. What number are we at?
Well, now Michael Holstein
is going to pick a new gift.
Oh, Michael Holstein, you got to go get another gift.
Or you could steal,
hold
Michael.
Honey.
But you can't steal the Soda Stream back.
I'm wondering how this is turning out on the radio.
I think everyone's having a great time.
I'm beginning to get a little concerned.
This happens every year at about this time.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Shannon, you must talk into the microphone.
No, babe, don't ask questions that aren't important. I love you.
I'm going to be a denominational rapper. There's no baby Jesus on here.
Wow.
Michael Holstein, what is your gift?
We'll see.
Here we
it's
go.
In a box.
It is box.
I thought he couldn't pick the one with the Santa paper.
No, it's fine.
Oh, stop being a dick.
Hey, it's Oscar. Sensitivity police.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show Family Christmas Yankee Swap.
All right, help him open it up, people.
All right.
There we go.
Well, this is the most exciting
bubble
part
wrap.
Oh, real bubble wrap.
There's a bottle. It's
what
a bottle.
Is it, Michael?
Uh-oh, here we go. Uh-oh, this might be big.
It is a huge 1.75 bottle of Jameson's Irish Whiskey.
And everyone looked at me.
Again,
thank you.
Into the mic.
Thank you, Santa. Thank you.
The answer would be I've got plenty in the liquor cabinet.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Wow. All right. For now.
What number are we at, Zoo?
20, right?
20 right now.
Done.
Number 20.
No, you can't trade.
What?
You can't
Officer
do that
Meg,
right
number
now.
20.
We'll get a side deal going.
You
can't until I've
Officer Meg, number 20.
Officer Meg.
Officer Meg is here.
Todd's Moore's arch nemesis.
That's right.
Oh, she's going to be stealing a gift.
Officer Meg, did you get a chance to say hi to Todd Moore?
Hi, Tomo.
You haven't said hi to me. What's up?
I didn't see you standing there.
It's okay.
All right, Officer Meg is number
20.
20.
And she's stealing Jimmy's Soda Stream.
Take it from me.
She is stealing the Soda Stream.
Oh, you know what that means, Mike?
What's that
means the Soda Stream can only be stolen one more time.
No, that means that Jimmy, that's the second time it's been stolen. Jimmy,
yep. And Jimmy
you
has
to pick another gift.
I can steal a gift or pick one.
Yeah, but you can't steal the Soda Stream.
Darn it.
Oh, that's right, Jimmy. You can steal anything you want.
Hey, Jimmy, at your restaurant, do you have a tuna squeezer?
I'm opting to choose a new gift.
Okay, okay. That's a good option.
All right, good one.
Hey, Mike, are you...
Marine, pick a gift.
You must be
please.
Really excited that the SodaStream's getting so much run.
Yes, I am. Yeah, yeah. It's a fantastic product. Is.
Can I take this opportunity to say $8 Jameson shots at Quench this evening? Thank you.
Hey, Holstein got a plug-in for his restaurant. That's great.
All right. I have a shoebox.
Okay, you didn't get that from under the tree, right?
It's funny. You
was it, I don't know. Was this under the tree? Sorry, Michael Jr.
Oh, poor Michael
New
Jr.
Socks.
Just kidding, Panda. Carla, are you supervising the gifts?
Are you? Forget that. No. Are you supervising the baby?
The baby's at Grandpa's house.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Tissue paper?
What is something it? From Walmart.
Oh, there's something wrong with Walmart.
Well, that's good. They'd have nobody's stolen credit cards from there.
Airplane bottles of liquor.
Hey, that's creative.
Just what you need.
That's
lots
to go.
Of them.
Ooh. Just like
that'll
the ones
get me through the next hour.
Are they all airplane bottles?
This is good. Fill your pockets with them.
Is it all airplane bottles? Put them back in the box.
And?
Okay. And what else? Air Hogs Havoc Striker East to Fly Indoor
Remote
Helicopter.
Control helicopter.
Oh. I love this. Please don't steal this from me. I love this. This is my favorite thing. I've been wanting this forever. This is worth like $300.
All right. That's good. That's exciting. Thank you,
Jimmy. You
know
what? All those little airplane bottles of liquor, it's like Jimmy's glove compartment.
What number?
21?
We are on 21.
Nice sell.
So we're technically 21. At the halfway mark, right?
Roughly,
halfway
Halfway.
22.
22.
22.
22.
22.
20. Who has 22?
No,
23.
23.
23.
Tomo.
Todd Moore. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Todd Moore.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Right. He's very tall.
Are you going to steal, or are you going to pick a new gift?
Well, Mike, as you know, I have a soda machine, SodaStream.
You have a SodaStream?
Hey, Todd, would you like to try
mix
again?
With it.
Yeah, need something
and
to mix?
And it just so happened that I believe Rob's father, Mr. Spiewak.
Yes, call him Bob.
Has one of my favorite liquors.
Oh.
Oh, why are you rolling? He's walking away.
Of course he is.
Are you stealing the Crown Royal?
I'm stealing it.
Crown Royal! Second steal on the crown. That means only one more time.
HBS, you got to pick another gift.
Another gift.
And my
Todd, another gift.
What's great is this will be my father, his favorite thing of all, more microphone time.
Todd, you boned HBS.
You did. It's like so many have before.
Here we go.
That's what I do best.
So you got the Crown Royal. If you picked the gift, it could have been something different, like a camera.
I can't believe I lost the Crown Royal.
Yeah,
Crown Royal. All right, you have another gift. What's this?
What is it?
Wait a minute. I might be trading up.
What is it?
Jameson, thank you very much.
Well, would there be a year on there, HBS? Would there be Jameson a year 12. On there? Would there
look
be
at
a...
the year. Look at the year. The year on H on the Jamesons.
What, is
would
there more?
Be, would that be 12 years
Jameson
by any chance?
That's a
Jameson 12.
Okay.
Hey, what does that mean?
Is how to win at everything.
How to win at everything.
Written by James Cerrito.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, let me remember that you have that HBS. You might be opening another gift soon.
All right. All right,
what number are we at?
24.
We are 24. Team Oscar and Shannon, 24. Go ahead, Shannon.
We are Santa's elves. This is
we're
Rob.
Stealing the soda stream.
Hold on, everybody.
Whoa,
wait.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wait. Shh. Everyone, quiet. This
hold
just
hold
in.
Let me do this. All right.
We have a telegram from Harry Bailey.
Is that what you did?
No, Sam Wainwright. Yeah, hee haw and Merry Christmas.
Okay. Is that all you did? You didn't really want to get anybody's
attention. No, you said you're going to say something.
No, I was just going to say. Well, no, I wasn't. I thought you were going to say something.
Oh, okay, God. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Mike O'Mara for hosting us today.
Shut up, Rob.
It's about time someone said it.
All right, we are at what
24
number?
24 and Babe talking to this mic.
We're stealing the soda stream.
And it is retired.
Wow. It's retired. It is yours.
Yeah.
Unless it
belongs
unless
to
number,
you.
Number
unless.
Four.
Unless Carrie steals it at the end.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she could bone us sideways.
Yeah, she could. Well, she won't. I know her very well.
Officer Meg deserves this.
There we go. There
when
we go.
It's my turn,
number four.
Grab it, okay?
Number
right.
24.
Wait, no. Wait. Officer Meg gets to pick something else.
Oh, that's right. Officer Meg. Okay, Officer Meg is coming over to pick something else. Very good.
She cannot. Well, she can steal, but
yeah,
not the soda
steal, not
Shannon's so protective.
This is such pandemonium. I hope you enjoyed your Christmas. This is kind of a look back on your Christmas time.
Shannon, would you like to run and put that in the car and drive away?
As I was trying to finish the thought.
Sorry.
That's all right. Officer
I really
Meg
wanted to take Tomo's, whatever Tomo had.
Oh, he got Crown Royal.
Ooh. Oh, a bottle of Grey Goose.
Grey Goose.
That's a good one. Hey. Officer Meg gets that. Now we go on to number
25.
25.
25.
And do you think that in this room there is any common interest among the guests of the party when roughly three quarters of all the gifts are liquor?
It's a fine Christmas party.
Yeah.
Now, somehow I don't think this is liquor.
And enter and sign in, please. You are Pony's
Heather
neighbor.
Heather Hansen.
The newlywed neighbor.
Indeed.
Heather Hansen.
Yeah.
Heather Hansen. Heather Hansen of the Highway Hansons.
Now, are we sure that's not for baby Michael? Because it looks like a kid's toy.
I'm actually not that sure. Who brought this?
I think we can get it.
Does it have a card on the
no
outside?
No card, no tag.
And to hell with that.
I'll just open it up.
All right, good.
See what happens.
It might just be gardening tools, so.
Yes, okay. This is true. Let's see what happens.
Well, maybe for Oscar, then.
Heather Hansen.
What?
Heather Hansen's of the Hialeah Hansons is opening the gift right now.
I got that. That wasn't cool.
It wasn't. I can't believe Pony said it.
The racism.
I'm sorry.
Pony wrote
That's
it.
That's Dora the Explorer. Let's that looks see. Like a kid's gift.
Let's see what it is.
Dora the Explorer. She's great.
Grow what your own it? Pot.
Well, grow
the
your
hose that grows to pocket to 50 feet.
Oh, it's a hose.
This would be great if I had something besides an apartment.
But you have a garden.
You think about that because you might be stealing
someone
later on.
Someone could steal it.
Thank you, Heather Hansen.
Yeah,
Heather Hansen, everybody.
She seems 26. Upset.
Heather Hansen of the Hialeah 26. Hansons.
I wonder who's going to get that in the 26. Divorce.
26.
What?
26.
Sam.
Oh,
Sam.
All right. Sam.
Sam, this is Josh's girlfriend.
Yes.
Very
Stop
good.
It. It's
good.
Did you just boing?
Yeah, just for fun.
They're mostly, it's mostly platonic.
Very good. All right.
Hi.
You
know
Hi there, Sam.
Did you know that Sam is really, really mic shy? So
he's going to talk a lot now. Watch him go. Watch him go into hyper excited
mode.
Oh! Oh, Crown Royal.
Wow.
All right, so you're not, you didn't steal? Now we move on to 26, yes. Right?
27.
Thank you, yes. Sam.
That's a good present. How much does Crown cost these days?
That bottle is like $32.95.
Nice.
Wow, you knew exactly what it was.
$32.95. <It's> like- You knew the cents.
Unless you get it on sale.
$32.95.
Free at Jimmy's for you, Rob.
It's a $7.50. Always has been.
Ladies
God
and gentlemen,
him.
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show Christmas Swap Meet.
Are we on 26?
26. 26.
We'd like to say hi to our good friends at KCJJ. Hope you enjoyed your Christmas. And to all our listeners in podcast AC Lens. In all the listeners in podcast land, I hope you enjoyed your Christmas season. And we wish you the very best for a happy and prosperous 2014.
29.
Number 29.
Number 30.
30.
30. How many numbers did
you
do?
30. 30.
Is my wife floating around anywhere? Is she here? Hello. Is she here? Okay, very good.
31.
31.
30 wonderful.
31. Kenny.
Oh, Kenny.
31. Kenny is a friend of the show and a friend of Oscar Santana and Todd Moore and an all-around good guy.
What would you like?
Are you guys having a killer time?
He just sold a Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
I'd like to go with the sweater, please.
Oh! Attaboy.
Good man.
Attaboy.
Good man.
He got the boning reindeer sweater.
It was fun while it lasted.
That's awesome. Right, Josh. Josh was enjoying red. And what is that? What a coincidence that Josh has like the red T-shirt underneath the sweater.
Yeah, it was the holidays.
It was terrific.
There you go.
Josh looks like someone who just got fired at Macy's.
So that's the first time that's been stolen.
That's
correct?
Right.
Josh is going to go pick a new gift.
All right. Josh gets to pick a new gift. Very exciting.
Or he could steal.
Anything's possible.
He chose
in...
to pick a new gift, Rob.
Okay. I'm just reviewing the rules.
There's Mr. Rules.
There's Tude. Here we go. Josh.
All right, I got another gift. This one's a bag. It has a little Santa on it.
Nice.
All right, let's see what happens. And this is the 1,000-person Yankee swap on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It looks like a coffee mug.
A coffee mug. Let's see
what
it is.
Not as cool as my stolen sweater, but that's okay. It says, ho, 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 I saw you masturbating. I guess this is appropriate.
It's funny.
Yeah. I'll take it.
You know, you never know when you're going to find comedy. That is funny.
You better be good for goodness sake.
That makes me laugh.
Well worth
that
it.
Makes, what's on the back of it? What's that on the back of it?
It just says The Onion.
Oh, The Onion.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
The Onion makes me laugh many times during the year, and we steal from them all the time.
Okay. 31.
31.
31.
31.
30 wonderful.
31.
32. 32.
Look at your numbers.
Everybody pay attention because that's where the fun begins.
33.
33. 33.
Anybody
have
a
hold on.
Oh, man.
It's okay.
Here, over here.
It's okay. We have a...
You have a 32?
32.
You would think someone with a military background would be more into precision. But the Colburns are playing by their own rules.
All right, this is number 32. Nancy Colburn.
Yeah. Get the bag that looks like...
Mrs. Colonel Michael Colburn.
And is that appropriate way to refer? Mrs. Michael
Colburn? I don't know. Right, what Nancy, what do you have?
God, I don't really know. Oh, it's a stemless wine glass, and it's all about me.
Oh, that's nice. There we go. Nice. Perfect.
All right. You like
zebra
that?
Print.
I love it.
Zebra print.
I love marijuana.
Steal it.
No desire to steal?
No.
Okay, very good.
Mike, I love marijuana, and stems are bad, okay. So I'm glad she got
stems
that.
And seeds, Rob.
That's right. All right. That's right. I so can't wait to get high tonight.
34.
Does anyone have a dime bag? Because I really want to get high.
35.
EQ, you got to come in here.
Oh, all right, somebody's coming. Oh, look at this. Hey.
What?
Listen.
What?
Mike, it's your mother-in-law.
Oh, it's my mother-in-law.
Yeah. Oh, it's
all right.
Linda.
Linda?
Come on.
Are you going to steal? Number 35.
Oh, she's stealing. You got to talk into the microphone, please.
He's talking to them. What do you want to steal?
Into the microphone.
What was the last gift?
The wine glass?
The wine glass. The stemless wine glass.
Oh, she's
stealing that.
How dare you?
Nancy Colburn, give it up. You got to pick another gift.
No.
There you go.
That is really unexpected.
There it is. Yeah. Oh, and a hug.
Yeah.
Good sportsmanship abounds.
That's right.
All right. Very,
that's all about me.
There you go.
Hey,
all right.
Do you have
that
Jim Nance music?
I do.
The Augusta. What a beautiful afternoon here in the O'Mara living room.
Hold on, Mike. Give me a second.
Very nice. Where do Nancy's, you keep Nancy Colburn is opening up another gift here.
It's wrapped in tinfoil, so it's got to be good.
Oh, that's my sample.
Oh, dear. That's usually a Zoolander signature. Is that one of yours?
Yeah.
Oh.
What is it?
Honey. Fast and Furious.
Yes, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Fast and Furious
Fast
6.
And
so. And Prisoners. These are good, right?
And Prisoners.
Yeah. Blu-rays, baby.
And because you didn't steal, you have to keep that.
That's right.
Prisoners, a very good movie.
I know. I saw
absolutely
it.
A very, yeah, terrific movie. Well, here we are on a beautiful afternoon, turning to evening. At the Mike O'Mara Show residence, I'm Jim Nance. And we are waiting for the next gift to be opened. So as the Azalea Line Fair. Oh, screw that.
What number is it, Jim?
37.
37.
37?
Wait, 34?
What?
34?
34.
Is Jim Nance hammered? 35?
Why?
Because he sounded hammered.
Yeah, he's a little bit hammered.
Jim Nance is disinterested.
10 minutes ago.
He's the disinterested Jim Nance. He doesn't care about Amen Corner.
This would be bad if it's your 34. Own family.
38.
Here we go.
This
it's Rob.
This is Rob from the Rob and Joe Show.
Quick question.
Yes.
The $20 minimum. Does the price of the gift bag go towards the $20?
Yes. But tissue paper is negligible.
Okay, well, then I'm good.
That's a negative.
I'm going to steal from a police officer.
Okay.
Oh, that's kind of
two
hot.
Words, Grey Goose.
Grey Goose stolen from Officer Meg.
Oh.
Officer Meg, you're getting your Grey Goose stolen. It means you have to select another gift, please.
I feel like she's a target.
And, Rob, I would observe the speed limit on the way home tonight. Nah. Just in case.
That's a real good call, Rob. Way to steal from a cop.
That's right.
Good luck,
great
buddy.
Great idea. Yeah. Terrific job.
There she is.
Officer Meg is getting all the long gifts with the booze in them. Oh, a lovely wine. What is that?
I have no idea what this is.
Well, read the label. That could help.
Chateau de...
Mead?
Hold on.
Oh, it's mead. Is it mead?
The gift giver
elegant
wants to say what it is.
Oh, wait. Michael, you're going to say something?
Honey. Yeah, it's mead with mulling spices. It's good to keep you warm during the winter. You heat it up, you put the spices in there. It's amazing.
Look at that.
God, he got so excited.
Oh, that's terrific. Goat called. You guys can go upstairs for the Dungeons & Dragons party.
Good news, Mike. Next year, we don't select gifts. We're just going to roll a 20-sided die. Oh, I got 19 hit points.
What number, Zoo?
We are at 37. 37.
And we're getting close to the end.
Yeah, getting there.
37.
38.
39.
Carla, go select a gift, Carla.
39.
Carla, that's our number. Go select a
Carla.
Gift.
Carla, you can select. She's not here.
I'll go find Carla.
Or you can select a gift.
Carla.
Mac will pick a gift.
Mac will pick a gift.
Mac pick a gift.
Well, you don't want to steal?
Well, she could be here for...
Oh, hold on. Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you. I would like to steal... Hold it.
Wait.
I will be stealing the 12-year-old Jamesons.
From Grandpa Bob!
Oh, no!
The 12-year-old... That's
from HBS? Yeah.
I will be stealing the 12-year-old Jamesons.
God, my dad is getting boned nine ways.
May I say something?
Yes, go right ahead.
You just boned HBS. That's a second boning tonight.
Yes, I know.
A good man.
And you also said you had more than enough in your cabinet.
Not 12 years, my Bolivian friend.
Oh, wow.
Yes, thank you.
Grandpa Bob,
this
you need stuff?
I need to go.
Daddy-like.
I don't think that's a 12-year-old one, is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is.
Mike, there's a book in there, too.
Oh, good. Yeah, the book, How to Win, which I should study harder.
All right.
Okay, 39?
No, HBS is going to pick a new gift.
Okay, perfect.
A brand new gift. This is exciting, isn't it?
A brand new gift!
HBS into the mic.
Okay, the gift.
Like
is.
You're blowing it right there.
There you go.
A little closer.
Like you're blowing it. That's class. That's class, baby.
I mean, let's be honest.
That's class.
HBS is okay with that.
A classy man. All right, what do you have there, HBS?
Into the microphone.
He's opening.
Oh, I know what it is.
Well, it's a watch.
This gift,
is it a watch?
Say hi to Cappy Pfeiffer.
Oh, hi, Cappy.
Hi, Cap.
Wish you were
my
here.
God. I know what it is.
Look at this.
Apple TV?
It's an Apple TV.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Mike. I got boned.
You got boned.
I got boned. Oh, my God. I got boned.
Oh, that's on the hit list now.
That's a good gift.
Wow. Hey, Josh, what happened to me?
You got boned.
You know what's great? You know what's really, really great?
What's that?
I have number 40.
Mike.
And I don't have Apple TV in my bedroom.
Oh, no. Are you going to
You can't
bone your father?
That's disgusting.
Mike.
Now, I'm going to ask, is my father still here?
Yes, he is.
Can
right
he select a gift for me, please?
All right. Horny Bob Spiewak, select a gift for me.
You aren't going to bone your dad?
I'm not going to bone my
dad.
That's
really nice of you.
Mac wants to say something.
Wait,
is that mic not on?
It's on.
Rob, is that on?
It's on.
Talk. Is it not plugged in?
They're pointing at equipment now.
How about you just walk to another mic that works?
Did it come?
Mike, when you were flailing and laughter, you kicked the cord out.
No, I didn't. I actually didn't move.
Didn't
but the cord did come out.
Hold on.
All right. Okay,
there's
Rob.
A gift for
all right.
Rob.
And Mac, what do you have to say?
Here's a nice exercise. Find the power cord and plug it back in.
Apple TV before you decided to steal. I was on my way to hand you that bag.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. Thanks, Mac.
What a tremendous boning. Number 40, I'm opening my gift, and I'm not sure, but I think it's another bottle of Jameson's 12.
Looks like it.
It's a square-like book. Are you the last one, Rob?
I don't know.
No,
I think there's more after me. Oh, that's right. Carrie can still go.
Oh, yeah. You got effects. He's got an effects mic now.
There we go.
No,
we're good.
No, we're good.
Hello.
It is the complete third season of Archer.
Oh, you love TV.
Yes, I do. Which is great. But wait, there's more. It is a Best Buy gift card.
Has anybody ever watched Archer?
No. Yeah.
Brad watches
it. I have.
Do you like Archer?
It's fun, yeah.
It's great.
And there is no amount listed on it.
$1 million.
Well, Rob, you could have stolen before, but you didn't steal.
No, because I'm a good guy.
That's a very nice thing. What number are we at?
41.
41.
Number 41?
41.
And by the way, the gift card is worth $1 million.
Wait. There is no 41 because I only numbered to 40.
Okay.
Well, there's still presents.
I know. Not right. Everyone picked a number.
Who hasn't picked?
Okay, someone needs to be able to pick numbers.
If you brought a gift, who hasn't picked yet?
Raise your hand.
Please.
Raise your hand.
See, nobody's hands are raised, so I did
Babe,
it right.
Can we bring one gift or two? One gift, yeah.
So we have gifts left?
Two gifts. So they go to Mike by default.
Yes.
No.
I'll open them. Thank you. Bring them to me.
Okay. No. How about
I don't
this?
Like no. I like bring them to
no.
me. I like bring the gifts to me because we don't have what?
How about this?
How about something that doesn't benefit Mike?
Yeah, there's Mike getting boned again.
Go ahead.
There are two
quick,
people
quick,
here.
Quick, figure
two,
it out and express two, it before yeah, I open
two
them.
Two people here.
Once I open them, it's too
can
late.
Can open these gifts or they can steal something, right?
Ashley.
Ashley could take one if you don't mind. And then we'll have the colonel take one,
I
if you don't mind.
I think that's a great
that's
idea.
It, all right?
Yeah, give the colonel
But
one.
You can either take it or steal. Take it or steal.
Oh. All right, so you get to take that gift.
Just by default. You're here.
You,
let's just do
Ashley,
it.
We're going to go to you first. You get
or
to take
flash
your
the
gift.
Crowd.
Give her the microphone, please.
Jesus.
Zoolander.
What was
there
that
she is.
About?
He's getting...
You can do whatever you want.
You can steal
yeah, she wants to
you
break up with you.
Or you can...
Put the microphone...
Zoolander.
Okay, I'll open it.
You want to open it?
Oh, she's taking the gift.
Okay.
What a good girl.
She's taking the gift.
I picked a good one.
Let's see what it is. Looks like the little $5 envelopes my Uncle Bill Sheen used to give to us.
That's a gorilla card.
It's a gorilla card. What's inside?
It's a gift card.
Is it a gift?
Yeah, it's a $25 gift card to Wegmans.
Oh, nice.
Random.
Rob, very sweet.
Rob,
I hope every Wegmans burns to the ground.
Rob.
The Colonel is up, if you don't mind getting him on the mic.
Colonel Colburn?
Yes.
See what you get? Step right over
would
here.
Would you like to take the last gift, or would you like to...
I am going to steal.
Oh, a steal.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. A steal.
I got to have those humping reindeers.
The humping reindeers!
Oh, no!
Kenny.
He's stealing that.
He's so bummed.
He's so bitter. He really thought he had it.
The humping reindeer.
He's upset. He doesn't want to give it up.
He's distraught.
He is so distraught. That is a great steal.
Hey, he made me unbutton it. Don't feel that bad.
Oh, no.
That is great.
Okay. There's a... Kenny, there's only one gift left, right? Okay, yep, so you have to take that gift.
Or he can steal.
Kenny?
Oh, no.
Kenny, let's get Kenny over here on the microphone. Kenny, step up to the microphone.
Quickly.
Kenny, probably the most bitter moment
of the
game. You
gotta take it off. You gotta give it to the Colonel. All right.
Kenny, this is probably, in the entire Yankee swap, been the most disappointed we've seen any participant. And I have to ask you, how did it feel to lose the humping reindeer sweater to the Colonel?
This is probably the worst Christmas of all time.
But Mike, on the bright side, I really look forward to seeing Christmas at the Capitol, which is a PBS special, when we see the Colonel wearing that sweater as he conducts the band.
It's a 4XL. It could fit over both of you.
I'm done.
Quick picture.
Oh, my God. Okay, we don't worry about pictures when we're doing a radio show. Thank you very much.
Are you stealing it? Good. Are you stealing something, or are you taking the last gift?
Yeah, Kenny, now you have an opportunity to get the last gift of the night, or you can steal from the entire, except for item number one. Carrie gets the last choice, but...
I will go with the last gift of the night, please.
Last gift of the night for Kenny.
All right. Now, this could be big.
And I have to say, the comedy high point of the Yankee swap goes to Kenny with the Napoleon Dynamite voice.
Nice job.
Thank you very much. What did he get? Let's see what he got.
Oh, no. That does not look okay.
What is it?
It's a USB adapter.
Great gift.
Winner, chicken dinner.
You know what? Who doesn't need one, Mike? Who doesn't need one?
Congratulations, Kenny.
I can take one USB and put it into two.
That's amazing. That's not what you're thinking of putting anywhere right now.
Where's
Kenny,
Carrie?
You might be a loser in the game, but you're a winner in comedy.
Where's Carrie? We need her for the last gift.
Now we need Carrie.
Carrie.
Is she going to be available, or is she in the kitchen?
Carrie.
Rob, where's your wife?
She'll be along.
Take your time. It's not nap time. Let's do this.
Hey, you know what? At least it wasn't listening to Mac talk.
You hear what he said?
I really do like the Twinkie maker.
What's that?
I'm sorry.
I do like the Twinkie maker, but I'm not going to take that.
Now, Carrie, you have the... Carrie, hold on. Carrie, you are the last one to go in the Yankee swap. It's been a grueling competition.
Yeah, you know what? Silence would be really nice right about now.
It has been a grueling competition, but you are the very last participant on the Yankee swap, and you, because of the virtue of picking number one, you get to steal any item that has been picked today.
Right, even a soda stream.
I thought that was taken out.
No, anything is open.
It has not been retired.
She won't take it, Shannon. You get your choice of anything.
That's right.
Well, there's a dilemma because I really want the Apple TV because it would really piss Todd off if I sold it.
Sold it?
I've already told him I was going to steal it, so then I could sell it on eBay because we have one, and he got really angry.
Oh, you do have one. Does that mean that Rob Spiewak was lying about
having
one?
No, we don't have it in the bedroom, I said.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have
it? We don't have anything in the bedroom.
Was he specific about that?
The bedroom's a.k.a. eBay.
That's right.
but once again, it doesn't matter. So I'd have to steal from
it
Bob.
It doesn't matter because... It is your choices.
Whatever you want.
Anything.
Anything you want.
Oh!
From Shannon?
Oh, I'm so
kidding. Oh, you boned us.
From the coworker.
I didn't know you.
Oh, my God. Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
You put the idea in my head.
Hold on. You can rethink it. Because you did realize that it's Shannon.
Just take it.
No, hold on. No, stop it, Oscar. Calm down. Carrie, this is Shannon...
But Oscar makes a lot of money, and he can buy her one.
Yeah. Oscar makes the same amount of money I make.
I'm with Rob. Oscar's got five jobs. Rob Thank has you. One.
Hey, does nobody listen to KCJJ?
One and a half.
Take it.
So you're taking the Soda Stream?
Sorry, Shane. Oh, there's a better gift out there for you. Oh.
But now I don't have a gift.
No, you get Carrie's old gift.
We get. We
yeah,
can
you,
get
you actually. You get
what
the,
did you have, Carrie? You
get tequila. The
Patron.
Oh, the drink of Oscar's people or something.
Shannon, how do you hold on, everybody? Shannon, you get the Padron tequila. Patron. How do you feel about that?
I'm pretty bitter. I'm not gonna lie.
Wow.
That is now, it, if it makes it. You feel better, I won't sell this. I'm gonna give it to Robert.
Oh, she said it doesn't. My girl said it doesn't.
Well, that's it. That's it. Yes.
Can I add one more thing?
Yeah, add one more thing.
The USB hub has cash inside of it.
Wait. Hold it. Wait a minute.
I should invite everybody.
Come over here.
Again.
What's his name?
It's Ken.
What's
Kenny.
His name?
Yeah. Kenny, get
Napoleon,
your ass over here.
Napoleon.
What? How much? It has cash inside of it?
Hold on. Hold my drink.
Well,
let's see. Wait, let's see what happens. Hold on a second. Well, this is the last. We thought that Kenny got. What did he get, Josh?
A USB hub.
We thought he got boned.
Yeah, we thought he got boned.
There's money inside the USB adapter.
Straight cash.
How much?
Not enough.
20.
Enough to buy a Soda Stream.
Jimmy, don't put it in your pocket. 40? We're doing a radio show.
How much? $50.
$50?
Hell yeah!
You know what? This is like the sixth sense.
That's my favorite part when Jimmy put it in his pocket. Radio sense. There we go. All right, everybody. That's it. That's the Yankee Swap. Thank you. Give it a nice round of applause. We'll be back with the Oscar Santana New Year's celebration. When next you hear this show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Gotcha. Hammered.
Christmas Man.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
At LensCrafters, we value expertly tailored eye care, provide state-of-the-art eye exams, offer a wide assortment of designer brands and high-quality lenses, because everything we do at LensCrafters is for every sight that makes your life special. We offer 50% off lenses with frame purchase, shop in-store and online. Book your annual eye exam now on LensCrafters.com. LensCrafters, because sight. Eye exams are available at the independent doctor of optometry at or next to LensCrafters. Doctors in some states are employed by LensCrafters. Offer valid to April 2nd, 2023. See associate for details.